الحمد لله الحمد لله أضعاف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح الله اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم ربنا زدنا علما أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى وقال الله تبارك وتعالى كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام وقال الله تعالى قل متاع الدنيا قليل والآخرة خير لمن اتقى صدق الله العلي العظيم حاضرين الكرام honorable assembly there are some basic things that we would like to speak about today by way of rehearsal by way of mudhakara we should understand that there are two ways to spend our earthly days and our earthly nights there are two ways two tariqs two paths one way is to spend it spend our life, live our life in the obedience of Allah, following the awamir, the ahkam, the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other way is to follow the awamir, the orders, the desires of the nafs, to follow the wasawis, of the shayateen, the whisperings of the shayateen, to follow our own passions, our animal instincts, our base desires, two ways that a person can adopt in this planet Earth to live his life. The second way, the latter way, it is very easy to live that way. And it doesn't require much effort, much mashaqqat. To live fulfilling one's desires, to fulfill one's pleasure, one's khushi, his happiness. That is a very simple way. A person will live and do whatever he wants, sleeps whenever he wants, wears whatever he wants, dresses however he wants, and he is free he is inhibit, he is not, in fact he is inhibited. He is not inhibited, I should say, not restricted at all or contained in any way. This path is a very simple and a very easy path, and many people are involved in this path, including many Muslims also. But this path seems to be bringing joy and happiness initially, that a person does whatever he wants and lives according to his own desires, and he lives fulfilling his pleasures. It seems to be going good initially. He seems to be enjoying it. But later down the road, later on in life, this path is going to bring him problems right here on this earth. This path will cause chaos and corruption in the land. And this part of it will cause problems in his own home, amongst his own friends. Jealousy, hatred, enmity will soon stem from this path. Murder and so many fitan and so many evil things. And eventually, azab and destruction in the next life, in alamul barzakh, in the world of the grave, and in the akhirat. The first part is to live such a life that we obey, we try our utmost best to obey the awamir and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of our ability. To the best of our ability. Ittaqullaha mastata'tum. Fear Allah within your own capacity. Do not portray a false type of taqwa, piety, and righteousness. Allahu a'lamu bil muhtadin. Who are the muhtadin and who are the really guided ones? Allah knows best. Allah knows who are the real muttaqin. So we should not try to display a false, pretensive type of taqwa and righteousness, but fear Allah and be natural, be sincere and be genuine, and follow the course, the pathway of As-siratul mustaqim, the straight path, trying our utmost best to fulfill the awamir and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This path seems to be difficult at first, but after some time, this path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides certain asbab, certain means, physical means and spiritual means, ruhani and jismani asbab, that will make this pathway easy for us. And this pathway, which is the first part, living, fulfilling the orders of Allah, will bring love, true love, unity, respect, goodness, khair, barakah, removal of drought, removal of famine, amal saliha, taqwa. Law anna ahlal qura amanu wattaqaw. If only the people of villages would have true iman and they would develop taqwa and fear of Allah and consciousness of Allah, la fatahna alayhim barakatim min as-sama'i wal-ard. We would open unto them treasures of our barakah and our blessings, barakatim. We would open to them different doors of barakah from above, la akalu min fawqihim wa min tahti arjulihim. They would eat from above their heads and from below their feet. It would bring goodness, subhanallah. This is the first path, my dear brothers and sisters, that we should try to walk upon, and it seems difficult at first. The second path is very easy. It is to follow our desires, to follow our own, whatever brings about our happiness, our khushi, our pleasure, it's to follow that. It doesn't take much effort, and it seems to be nice at first, but it will lead us to the road of damnation, eternal damnation. And so a man follows his nafs. Said the Prophet, Sarkari do alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Qawnain, Al-Kayyis, the intelligent one. And this is what we have to be, intelligent people. And to become intelligent while we still have some health and strength, and to become intelligent while we still have some youth, vigor and vitality within us. Because when a child is born, the first 15 years of that child's life, it's about playing and not being serious. Bacha to bacha. Bacha to kacha hota hai. A bacha is kacha. He's not ripe, he's green, he's a child. He's not no great wali Allah. So the first 15 years of a man's life goes by in playing, laib, lahu. And then, how long is he going to live for? 55, 60, 65? From 15 years to about 65. It's about 50, that's how much years? 50 years, 40 years. In that 40 years and 50 years, he spends a lot of that time in sleeping. He sleeps in the day and he sleeps in the night. So that 40 or 30 years that he may live for is cut down by about half, because half of it is spent in sleeping. And then another portion of that time is spent idly. So there is literally a little bit of time. So therefore it is so important that we become amongst the intelligent people before it's too late, before the short amount of time goes by, before the little health, vigor and vitality that we have slips by and goes by. It is important that we understand and become intelligent people. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Kayyisu, the intelligent man, the clever person, is that one, mandana nafsahu, is that one who made his nafs dindar, who took stock of himself, who took an account of himself, who took muhasaba of his nafs, he trained it. Mandana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'al al-maut, and he did actions that will benefit him for that period which is to come after death. Wala ajizu, and the silly, incompetent, helpless person, man atba'a nafsahu hawaha, is he who allowed his nafs to follow its desires, to live a life of desires, a life of fulfillment of passions. That's the foolish man. He follows this course, which is the second course. Watamanna ala Allah, and then he has tamanni about Allah. Oh, Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim, Allah is Kareem, Allah is going to forgive me. He thinks that all those valleys in Jahannam, they were for the Sahaba. They were for the people of the Tabi'in and Tabi'ut Tabi'in. He's not scared about the grave. Watamanna ala Allah. And he's not doing anything but living the second life, a life of fulfillment of desires. Wa atwa'a nafsahu hawaha. He makes his nafs follow its bane, low animal qualities and desires. Watamanna ala Allah. And he has tamanni about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to become intelligent. So therefore the second path, we need to rule it out. We need to go to the first path. Because the second path, initially it seems to be easy and nice. That we could, a person sleeps whenever he wants to sleep, eat whatever he wants to eat, dresses however he wants to dress. He is not bound by any law. He's not contained by any law. He's like a bird, free as a bird, born free. Oh, like the wind, like the free wind. He blows, he goes. But it's going to lead to destruction, ma'adallah. Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri from Nizamuddin, rahimahullah, would say, in one of his bayans explaining this, subhanallah, nawarallahu marqadahu. Hazrat used to say that to understand this, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, and what I'm saying here today, these things are very basic things. But you know what? If the haqiqat and the reality of these things comes into our lives, comes into our hearts, then that is what is matloob and that is what is desired. So Hazrat used to say that this world, this dunya, we are going to choose. Are we going to choose the first part, the part of following the awamir and the orders, or the second part, which is following that of kahishat, nafsaniyat, shaitaniyat, desires? In choosing that, we must understand, Hazrat says, that this dunya, this world is darul fana, and the akhirat is darul baqa. These are two sentences that should make us understand whatever mudhakara is going on today. This is the gist of it. The dunya is darul fana. It's a world of extinction. This dunya is fani, says Allah. Kullu man alayha fan. Everyone and everything in this world is fani, is temporary, will become extinct, will be terminated. Khatam hone ka, it will be finished. Kullu man alayha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. It is the countenance of your Rabb that will remain forever. That one, that Allah, that countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that dhat of Allah, which is full of ikram, jalal, splendor and beauty. So we know that the dunya is darul fana. It's a world of extinction, a world of finishing. Everything finishes here. The youth finishes. This is the dunya, and this is the depth that Hazrat explained this. Even I myself, I heard so many times the ayat of the Holy Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, that you people, when making the choice, which path am I going to take from these two paths? Allah says, but you prefer to take the latter path, the life of desires, you prefer the world. وَالْآكِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى, but the akhirat is better and everlasting. So the dunya is darul fana, a world of extinction and finishing, and the akhirat is darul baqa, a world of remaining. It's a world of baqa, never finishing, a world of eternity. But Hazrat explained this so beautifully when he said, for example, Hazrat was speaking. He says, the person in this life here, we get two things. There is always an opposite to something. You see somebody white, you see somebody black. You see somebody ugly, you see somebody beautiful. You see somebody short, you see somebody tall. You see a man, you see a woman. Two things. And that's how we recognize things. تَتَبَيَّنُ الْأَشْيَاءُ بِأَضْدَادِهَا. Things become apparent by their opposites. So Hazrat says, in this world, two things are there, and they are opposites of each other. And it explains what is meant by the dunya being darul fana, a world of finishing, a temporary world, a world of extinction. A person becomes hungry. There is hunger and there is food. When the person takes the food, the hunger goes away. It finishes. Katamoga. His food goes away. A person is thirsty. There is water. He drinks the water. His thirst goes away. The dunya is darul fana, a world of extinction. Everything is temporary. Subhanallah. A person is in comfort. The comfort goes away. And difficulty comes in. A person is in difficulty, the difficulty goes away and the comfort comes in. When the comfort comes in, it finishes the difficulty. When the difficulty comes in, it finishes the comfort. There is no person on the face of the earth, no rich man or poor man, black man or white man, Indian or African, Chinese, Wali Allah or Shaitan, a Nabi Allah, a Prophet of Allah or a Rasul. There is no human being that ever walked the face of the earth who cannot say that he was never ever in a difficult stage, that difficulty never came his way, the path of musibat, the path of difficulty, mashakkat. It came to Sayyidul Kaunain sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there is no human being on the face of the earth who can say that he never experienced any difficulty in life. Nor is there any human on the face of the earth who can say he never experienced any form of comfort, any form of rahat. There is nobody who could say that. You could be in what misery? You could be in what depression? You could be in what halat and situation and circumstances. No human being can say he never experienced comfort. Comfort comes, it goes. Difficulty comes, the comfort finishes it. Here is thirst, the water finishes it. Absence of water, thirst comes in. A person is hungry, the food finishes that. A person is young, but that youth, it goes away with old age. He starts to become old, become weak. Subhanallah. A person is alive, his hayat goes away. Tabarakalladhi biyadihil mulku wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Alladhi khalaqal mauta wal haya, created death and life. Liyabluwakum, to test you. Ayyukum ahsanu amala. Today we are walking the face of the earth, tomorrow we are gone. Death finishes life. The extraction of the ruh min al jasad, from the soul. So what do we understand? Subhanallah, the beauty is temporary, the youthfulness, the beauty, it goes away, it fades away. Harun Yahya, subhanallah, some beautiful series and documentaries he has recorded, Harun Yahya. One of them was about death and life, and he showed some images of some film stars when they were young and beautiful, 17, from 15, 16, 17, 20, 21. And then at the age of 65, 75, 85, and you look at that young, beautiful person, and then you see the difference, the age, it's temporary, it goes away, it goes away. So the dunya is darul fana, and the akhirat is darul baqa. The akhirat is everlasting. Everything there, it's permanent. But two things happen here. But you know what? In the akhirat, it's only going to be one. In the akhirat, there's only going to be one thing for a human being. It's either rahat, it's either comfort, or it's either azab and punishment. No two. Sometimes we go through difficulty, we go through hardship, we go through mashakkat, and at times we have enjoyment, happiness and comfort. These things happen in the world and they interchange. But in the akhirat, from the time our eyes are closed, from that time, at the time of death, there are only two things that lay beyond. It's either raha, comfort, happiness, or either mashakkat, difficulty, pain, injury, sadness, grief, gham, adab. No two things. The people of Jannah will forever experience happiness and bliss. La khawfun alayhim, no fear will come upon them. Wala hum yahzanun, nor will they grieve. Only happiness and only joy and joy. And the people of Jahannam, only sighs and groans and moanings and sounds of pain, sounds of hurt, only azab. No two things. We're not speaking about the Muslim who is going to be, who has some iota of iman and is placed in Jahannam and finally he's taken out. not talking about that. That's, he's still a mu'min. But it's not like this world. The heat of Jahannam is not going to finish. In this world, we have hot season and cold season. Winter comes in. We don't know what's winter, but winter in the foreign countries, in the cold countries, winter, spring, summer, fall. The hot season comes and the hot season goes. Winter comes in and winter goes. The heat of Jahannam, there is no cold season. The fire is fire. It's heat. It is heat. The hottest fire of the earth, 70 times hotter than that, is the fire of Jahannam. Only heat. For 1,000 years, that the fire of Jahannam was it heated until it became red hot. It was heated another 1,000 years, or was it 70,000? I'm not sure right now. And then it became black. Ma'adallah, heated, heat upon heat. The nights are long here. Sometimes the days are long. Nights are long. Days are short. Days are long. Nights are long. But in Jahannam, it's only going to be one thing. It's only going to be one thing. Either in the Akhirat, is either rahat, either comfort, or either taklif and azab. And this azab, this destruction, it increases and increases and increases. The pain increases. And this rahat and this comfort will also increase. It will increase. The pleasure will increase and increase and increase. The sweetness, the joy, the ecstasy in Jannah will increase and increase and increase. And the pain, the taklif, the adab in Jahannam will increase and increase and increase. So therefore it is up to us to make a choice. What do we want? This Darul Fana, this world of extinction, this temporary abode with everything in it is temporary, and because of that we live the life of desires? Or do we want that Akhirah which is Darul Baqa, where there is no end to anything there? No end to the rahat, comfort, nor is there any end to the taklif and the adab and the destruction. And then Hazrat said that there is only one thing with the first part, that is living the life of obedience. It's only one thing. It requires something which is called mujahada. It requires something which is called struggling. A little bit of qurbani. A little bit of sacrifice. It requires that. And it seems to be a little difficult at first. But at dinu yusran, religion is very easy. And Hazrat says, you know what's that mujahada? He made it so beautiful and so simple that even the smallest child can understand this. You don't have to be no UE grad to understand this. He says, the first part, just be prepared for some little mujahada, some little qurbani, some little sacrifice. That's what it takes. And what is that mujahada and qurbani? It means to give up our pleasure for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To sacrifice our desires to fulfill the awamil, the orders of Allah, that is the mujahada. Sometimes a man is faced with it. Here is the situation. If he does that, he's going to get pleasure. He's going to have fulfillment of his nafs and desires. It will make him feel good initially, sweetness. But on the other hand, there is the order of Allah. There is the taqaza and the demand of deen on the other hand, for him to sacrifice, for him to put a foot on this nafsaniyat and shahwa and desire, for him to sacrifice his likeness, his pleasure, for the pleasure of Allah, to fulfill the commands of Allah. Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpur says, that is the little more qurbani it requires, nothing more than that. Nothing more than that. Two footsteps to Jannah. One qadam, one foot upon the nafs, and the other one is into Jannah, inshallah. Da nafsaka wa ta'al. Leave your nafs and your ego behind and come. So Hazrat says the first part, the part of walking on the obedience, it requires just something called a little qurbani, sacrifice, mujahada, a little effort, and that effort means given up our this, not everything, because sometimes we enjoy something, and that is also in accordance with the laws of Allah. A time reaches when a person, just like how people will enjoy becoming high, they will enjoy becoming intoxicated with drugs and with wine and with beer and with alcohol and with rum, and they will enjoy their so-called head, and they take pleasure with that and mixing with their friends and drinking and partying. They seem to enjoy it, but in the morning it's no enjoyment. In the morning it's headache. The aftermath, the part of destruction after that, the hangover effect of it. But people seem to enjoy it. On the other hand, some people reach such a stage where they begin to enjoy tilawat. They begin to enjoy khalwa, isolation. Because when they are amongst friends, the friends will distract them. Sometimes some ghibat, some backbiting will take place. So they enjoy khalwa, they enjoy seclusion. However though, good company is very good, and to be amongst good and pious people is very good. What I'm saying here is like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kanat hubbibat ilayhi al-khalwa. Khalwa, seclusion, was made mahbub and dear and beloved to the Prophet. Some people, just as how they enjoy adultery, some people enjoy banditry, some people enjoy smoking marijuana, some people enjoy taking drugs and drinking and wine and partying, and they get pleasure out of that. Some people enjoy just wasting time. On the other hand, there are some people who enjoy their tilawat, they enjoy khalwat, they enjoy just being alone and reflecting upon the greatness of Allah. They enjoy zikr. They enjoy saying the word Allah, Ya Kanzal Fuqara, O treasure of the poor people. Ya Rahim al Masakin, O one who is very merciful to those who have nothing and those who are poor and downtrodden. They enjoy his remembrance. They enjoy their tahajjud. They enjoy their awabin. They enjoy doing good. So sometimes a person's desire and enjoyment is not in contradiction with the awamir of Allah. But the mujahada and the effort that the young would need to do, and the elderly of us would also need to do, is a little qurbani, a little sacrifice, that whenever our pleasures and our desires contradict the awamir and the laws of Allah, we have to sacrifice that. We have to sacrifice that, put a foot on it for the pleasure of Allah. And when we do that, when we do things to please Allah, Allah will do things to please us. Allah will make us the kings of this earth. Allah will make us the badshahs, the spiritual heads of the earth. Great kutub and aktab and awliya Allah. You do things for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will do things to make you happy. And Allah will do things to make you comfortable in this life as well as in the next life. But the secret and the key is a little mujahada, a little sacrifice, a little qurbani of sacrificing our likenesses, sacrificing our pleasure and our desires to fulfill the commands and the awamir of Allah. And it seems to be cutting in the beginning. It takes a little effort. It seems to be painful. But beyond that, the doors of hidayah will be open. The doors of ikhlas will be open. The doors of kalwat will be open. The doors of nisbat and communication with Allah will be open. The doors of true love. When Allah becomes more beloved to you than anyone or anything else in the world, Allah and His Rasul become more beloved. Doors will be open towards the akhirat, that your focus and gaze is upon the akhirat. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, as for those who will make a little mujahada, a little effort, a little qurbani and sacrifice, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, we will give them indeed, we will open the doors of hidayat to them, to the pathways that lead towards us. Just the key word, a little qurbani, a little mujahada. May we understand this, may the depth of it come into our minds, and we will know for ourselves, we will experience it for ourselves when we face a situation like that. You know, for example, when it is, maybe it's the time of Salat, but the sleep is going sweet, and we find pleasure in that. We have to put a foot on the sleep, sacrifice it to fulfill the Salat. We are involved in our trade, our tijarat. Adhan is called, it's time for Salat, time is going by. We have profit, we are earning. We are feeling happy with the earnings that are coming. We have to sacrifice that and fulfill the awamir of Allah. We see something there, beautiful woman. She invites us. She calls us. There seems to be pleasure in it. And there is pleasure initially, but I said later on, you know, it's going to be downfall and destruction. To hold back that nafs, put a foot on it, a little qurbani, sacrifice a little happiness that could have come from there, that so-called pleasure that could have come from there, sacrifice that for the sake of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his ghaibi madad, his unseen help is going to fall afterwards. You're walking down the road, you see some girls in front of you, and they look attractive, look beautiful. You turn your gaze away and you don't look at them with lust, with passion, with desire, because these are the things that will fatten the nafs to look at the girls, to gaze. And the girls are they are the lassos of the shayateen. That's how they trap us. I'm not saying that the woman, ma'adallah, woman must not misunderstand, but shaitan uses certain women to entrap men. They become the snares. Otherwise, so many women, mashallah, good, ummuhatul mu'mineen, sahabiyat, and our woman in Monroe, also very good woman, mashallah. But everyone is going to face a situation where he has to make a choice that, you know, by doing this, I will feel happy, it's fulfilling my desires, but I'll have to put a foot on it and sacrifice this little happiness now to fulfill the orders of Allah. And it seems to be difficult in the beginning. It seems to be like, you know, a little bit of grief comes in, but subhanallah, lo and behold, beyond the doors, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ